pussy.
Frequency Cast.
Hi, this is Carl.
And this is Pete.
From the online radio show, Frequency Cast.
We're about to play you an extract of one of our recent shows, where we look closely at a TV and tech topic. What you're about to hear is our discussion of how you can tune in to Freeview and solve common reception problems, as we featured back in show 14.
So, without further ado, here's our focus.
Frequency Cast, now loading. Focus.
So, Pete, what are we doing on today's focus?
Freeview coverage and Freeview connection.
Freeview, that's all I hear.
Well, Freeview is a digital TV service that's available using a special set-top box or a digital TV set. But in some parts of the UK, the signal isn't great. Although this is going to get better when the UK goes digital, we do get a lot of emails and phone calls here at Frequency Cast asking for help improving the signal or finding missing channels. So hopefully this part of the show will give you some guidance. First off, with any reception problem, the first thing to do is check your Freeview coverage.
Right, how do I do that?
Okie dokie, there's a number of websites out there. The big one is on the Freeview site itself, where you basically put in your postcode and have a look at your signal strength. But sometimes these aren't particularly accurate. So we actually favour a website called Wolfbane.
Bless you.
Wolfbane.
Amadeus Mozart, is that?
.com. So we talk a little bit about Wolfbane in a minute.
That's like music to my ears.
First thing, as I say, it's important to find out if you're meant to get a signal. In some parts of the UK, there is no signal at the moment.
Logical, really.
The problem is more if you can get some channels, or you can get channels occasionally, or you get interference. That's more the kind of stuff we get questions on. So if you're having problems with your Freeview reception, say you're missing some channels or you're getting some interference, the first thing to do is go back to basics. Look for your master TV socket, that's the main TV aerial socket in the house, and plug that straight into the back of your set-top box or digital TV. Then plug your set-top box into the TV itself. So basically you're cutting out things like video recorders, adapters, boosters, everything. So get it as basic as possible. TV aerial, Freeview receiver, TV.
Right, that makes sense. Go for the best core signal.
Then switch everything on and do a scan for new channels and see what channels you get.
Right.
Now this is where we kind of get a bit technical here, because some of the problems that people out there report is that they can get some channels but not other channels.
Okay.
So this is where we have to get technical, and we talk about this really complicated thing called multiplexing.
I remember multiplexing. Yeah. Oh, yeah, that was the multiple signals down one little cable and doodly-wotsy at babbly-wotsy. Do you want to do like a multicore, really?
Exactly. I don't want to go through the pain of describing that to you again, Carl.
No, my head's still hurting anyway, so don't bother.
It was actually show number 7 where we were talking about getting digital. So basically you have clusters of channels. You have maybe 8 or 9 channels on one single channel. Now, to illustrate this, what I want to do is I want to go back to our Wolfbane site. www.wolfbane.com.
Ooh, that's nice.
What we're going to do here is type in the postcode of our studio.
Great.
Excellent. Now you see the things loaded up here, UK Digital TV Reception Predictor. And what it's done is it says there's 2 transmitters here for us. Now we're in the southeast of the UK, and it's actually saying our 2 transmitters are Crystal Palace, which is off towards Croydon, London Way, and Bluebell Hill, which is in Kent.
I found my thrill.
What, on Bluebell Hill?
How do you know?
So I happen to know that our studio aerial is pointing at Crystal Palace, and we're lucky enough to get all 6 multiplexes here. But what happens if you're not so lucky and you're missing some of these channels? Well, first off, you have to work out which multiplex the missing channel is on. On our site, we have a list of channels and multiplexes. As a quick guide, see if you can get the following. BBC One is on multiplex 1. ITV One is on multiplex 2. Channel 5 and ABC 1 are on multiplex A. BBC 4 and CBeebies are on multiplex B. UK History and E4 Plus 1 are on multiplex C. And Ideal World and Film 4 are on multiplex D. So check your Freeview system and see if you can get those channels. Chances are, if you're missing any of those channels we've just listed, you're missing all the channels on that multiplex. And going to Wolfbane can give you information about that missing multiplex, such as what number on the UHF band that channel is, and whether it's on a lower power than other multiplexes.
Right, okay, that makes sense.
So looking at the Wolfbane site here, you see we've got the 6 multiplexes, and there's a whole load of technical information. I just want to kind of debunk some of this here. So you see here, multiplex 1, which is BBC 1, is on number
25.
Exactly, okay. And then you've got multiplex 2 is on 22,
A is on 32, and so on.
Fair enough.
Well, going back in time, when most people's TV aerials were put up, there were only 3 or 4 TV channels in the UK, and aerials were made to work within certain frequency bands, so they only included certain sections of that 21 to 68 band, and they excluded others. Now that we've got 5 analogue TV stations, plus these new 6 Freeview multiplexes, all dotted all over the place on this 21 to 68 band, some of the aerials may not be able to get all of the multiplexes. So this is where Wolfbane comes in. What you do is you put in your postcode, look at your transmitter, and check the UHF numbers for each of the Freeview multiplexes, and see if the multiplex you're missing is at one end or the other end of that number range. On Wolfbane, there's a column for group. This specifies the aerial group that you need to get the multiplexes. If it says group type of W, this means wideband, which means you need an aerial that's able to cope with anywhere between 21 and 68. If Wolfbane says that you need a W wideband aerial, but perhaps you haven't, maybe you've got an A or a B band aerial, then unfortunately you might need to get your aerial upgraded.
Would you do us a favour and put a copy of this up on the FrequencyCast website and highlight certain things and just give people an example so they can read it through and understand? So.
Done. Yeah, I would certainly do that. 2 other little things to point out here, and again, apologies for the technical stuff, but we'll stick this on the site as Carl suggests. You've also got how many miles away you are from the transmitter.
That's handy.
And a compass heading for where to point the aerial. But at the very end, aerial suggestion. And that says...
amplified, extra high gain.
So that's actually saying that one's quite a way away and you need a really good aerial to pull in that signal. So what I'd suggest, anyone that's having Freeview problems, go to Wolfbane, type in your postcode and maybe print out the results. Then perhaps go along to our website, take a look at what we've described there.
Excellent. That makes sense to me, but then I'm here. Next.
Okay, when it comes to Freeview, it's not just all about the aerial. There are some other things that can cause you to get some problems. I'm going to do a bit of show and tell here. Carl, let me give you this bit of wire. What do you think that is?
All right, that's a TV aerial connector. It's a male one with the pin, and then it's the hole at the other end, which is the female.
So this is actually the one we got free with our set-top box. Now, I'm going to give you this one.
Well, that's sort of the same, but different colours, and feels a little bit thicker. Possibly better quality?
So what you've got there, yes, it is exactly the same type of thing. That's got a gold connector there, you see that?
Gold-plated, lovely.
Uh-huh, there you go. And the quality of the wire?
Yeah, well, as I say, that's quite robust feeling, and it feels like it's really quite sturdy.
Okay, so this is the wire that goes from your aerial socket in your house into the back of your Freeview box. Now, if you use one of these fairly cheap and nasty ones that you get for free, you can feel it's quite thin, which does mean it can pick up interference. So in some cases where you are getting crackles and lock-ups and things, just changing this lead from something like this one that's probably about 50p to this one that's about £7 or £8 will probably make a heck of a lot of difference to you. Also, the shorter the lead, the better. So don't buy a long lead and have it all coiled up around the back of your TV with all your main sockets. Keep it nice and short and you stop getting all that interference into your TV.
That's good. Would a signal booster help?
There's some debate on this one. Most commonly, signal boosters actually don't help you out too much. What they do is they amplify the incoming signal. But if you've got a noisy signal, it's amplifying the noise as well as the good quality TV signal. Where boosters do help is if you've got a fairly decent aerial coming in, but you may be splitting it off to feed 3 or 4 different rooms. Sometimes a booster with 3 or 4 multiple outputs can make a difference there.
So can you get Freeview on an indoor aerial?
Again, it really depends what your signal strength's like. Looking at Wolfbane, it will tell you. So for here, it says extra high gain aerial. So a little cheapo aerial on top of your telly isn't going to do it. But if you are very close to your transmitter, then often a TV aerial just stuck on top of your telly may just do the job.
That's all right, then.
One question we get a lot is what happens if you haven't got a SCART socket? Now, you know the answer to this one.
Oh, that's the box you bought me for my telly, wasn't it? The booster, no... converter, decoder?
Close. It's actually a modulator. So you plug the SCART socket in one end and a TV aerial socket out the other end. So if you've got something without a SCART socket and you want to use Freeview or a DVD player, then get yourself one of these modulators.
And they're only about 50 quid, aren't they?
About 25, 30 quid.
You've gone through an awful lot there. Very technical detail. Are you going to put this all on the website?
We've already started typing some of this up. So if you go to the show notes for today's show, that's show 14 on the FrequencyCast.co.uk website, we'll have information on everything we've discussed.
That's all right then. That's www.frequencycast.co.uk.
Hi there, I'm Susie Perry from The Gadget Show, listening to FrequencyCast.
Thanks for listening to that extract from one of our recent shows.
This very special edit of Freeview Help is from show 14. If you found that interesting, we'd love you to become one of our regular listeners. Our shows are free,
and our entire back catalogue of shows is still available. Go to frequencycast.co.uk and take a look at the topics page to see what we've covered. If you like what you've heard, sign up to us in iTunes, or you can follow us on Facebook or Twitter, or sign up to our email newsletter and we'll let you know when the next show's out.
We're also keen to help you with your TV and technology comments and questions, so please get in touch. Thanks again for listening to FrequencyCast, winner of the Best UK Non-Profit Podcast in the 2010 European Podcast Awards. We hope you'll continue to enjoy our free, tantalising take on technology.
FrequencyCast. Shutdown complete.